Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we catch up with Dallas County Public Health Public Information Officer Ann Cochran.
First thing I wanted to talk to you about is COVID-19 cases have been rising throughout the state, and Dallas County is no exception to that. Can you kind of just give me some insights on what you think that might be related to, or what people are not doing now that they were doing when cases were on the decline? Can you kind of just educate me on the latest on that front?
Yeah, and actually, unfortunately, this is a national trend right now. Cases are sharply increasing throughout the whole country. There are a lot of theories about that. One is that people are fatigued with the whole idea of wearing a mask and staying socially separated. Interestingly enough, our registered nurse who's in charge of contact tracing here locally remarked this morning on the number of cases that she finds concentrated in a particular neighborhood or a particular apartment building, or a whole string of cases in a town, and they may not live very close to one another, but they all have the same last name. And so, you know, our conclusion is people are gathering. People are getting together with their neighbors, getting together with their family and friends, and unbeknownst to them are spreading germs because not everybody is symptomatic, and it would be really easy to pick up the COVID virus from someone who you know well, you trust, it's a loved one, but they're sick and you didn't know it.
And then another thing I wanted to talk to you about, and something that you had written about recently and very timely with a week of very nice weather, something that may not get too much more of before the year is over, and that's taking relaxing autumn walks. Can you kind of just educate me a little bit on that and what our listeners could be aware of and take advantage of?
Well, one of the perks to working for the county health department is that our supervisor encourages us to take breaks during the day by taking a walk around the campus that we're on, which, of course, we're about 3 miles outside of Adel in the country. So that we get to take a walk around our building and enjoy nature. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are in similar situations, either at home, working from home, or they happen to work in a work setting that there's something really nice about the outdoors nearby their workplace. So I encourage anybody to just, it really refreshes you, and it's healthy for you physically and mentally as well.
I mean, just to kind of piggyback on that a little bit, certainly a stressful week for a lot of people, and stressful times and stressful year altogether. How impactful can it be just from day to day and from your own mental and physical health to just take some time and take a moment to unwind, take a walk, stand outside, and just kind of refresh yourself?
That's very important. Lots of people don't realize the close relationship between our physical health and our mental health, our behavioral health. If you're stressed, you're much more prone to catching and having an adverse effect of some kind of a bug that's in the air. If you're managing your mental health well and you're feeling fine psychologically, you don't have such a tendency to get sick, and if sick, feel really rotten. So I would encourage everybody to just take care of yourself in a lot of ways. This is really important going into the flu season as well. If you're healthy, you're feeling good, you are less likely to really feel terrible if you do get the flu. Although I want to put a plug in for getting the flu vaccine.
And then, yes, a good transition to the next topic I want to talk about, and something that we have talked about recently as well, but just how important it is to get a flu shot, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic, and what should people have on their radar this time of year?
Right, exactly. And part of it is that that team approach of let's do well for the common good. People who get the flu sometimes are so sick that they have to be hospitalized, and our hospital systems are already strained. So if we can prevent a hospitalization from the flu by simply getting the shot, that will help the whole system. So that's great. And everyone should get a flu shot, including babies as young as 6 months old. So if you're over 6 months of age, yes, you should get a flu shot.
Awesome. And then final thing I wanted to talk to you about, and again, something else that you've written pretty recently about, is being aware for stroke signs and being able to be aware of what a stroke can look like. And a great acronym, FAST, you'd written about. Can you kind of break that down for me and what people can learn about that?
Right. Well, quite often a stroke is something that has pretty visible signs that you can sense that something is wrong with this individual, and that if you pay attention to things like their face, if one side of their face seems to be drooping, if they have a sudden headache, if they're slurring their speech. Just a few simple things, like ask them to smile and see if their face is symmetrical. Ask them to raise both arms and see whether if one doesn't want to stay up. And a stroke is very, very serious. It's the same as a heart attack. It's something that needs to be treated really fast. So that's the acronym is apropos. The things stand for F is face. A is arms, S is speech, and T is time, because you should make note of what time the symptoms appeared so you can tell the 911 operator.
Awesome. Well, that hit all the points I wanted to talk to you about today. I know I'm smarter, and I'm sure our listeners are smarter after this program. Is there anything that I forgot to mention or anything else that you'd like to highlight while I have you here?
No, I just really appreciate hearing about people in our communities who are continuing to hang in there and try to follow guidelines from the people that are way smarter than I am about things having to do with good health.
And that was a conversation with Dallas County Public Health Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.